The tour in Siman Tuf Kuf Pei Beis in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah begins by saying, "V'tiknu lahosif bebirchas magen zachreinu l'chayim, mele chafetz b'chayim, v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chayim, l'mancha elokim chayim." So the tour mentions, this is from the Gaonim that they instituted, although the Shemona Esrei does not have any personal requests from Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, but they added four places in the Shemona Esrei where we ask for life for the next year. And the tour says that this bakasha of give us life, remember us for life, and write us down for life, this bakasha has 68 letters. And it adds up to the word Chayim. That's why it's 68 letters. The word Chayim, Ches is 8, Yud is 10, you have 2 Yuds is 20, 28, and 40 Mem is 68. The only problem is, which Rav Schlesinger said all the before Shemask, if you count up the letters of Zechreinu L'Chayim, Melech Chavetz B'Chayim, you only get, I think it's 50 letters. So he didn't give the answer, how do you get to 68? But somehow or other, the tour, maybe he counted halfwards, half, it's not clear, how he got to the number 68. Maybe he counted the words also. Anyway, you have to look at the Mefarshim. But the main thing is he has this gematria of 68. And he says that if you look in the Korbanos of Rosh Hashanah and Parshas Pinchas, there, when it speaks about the Korbanos for Rosh Hashanah, you have 68 words. And he says that in the Aseres Hadibros, there are 68 Alephs. The letter Aleph is 68. And again, all of the 68 has to do with the word Chayim. The word Chayim is 68. So apparently, if the Tur wrote this, it must be that this is to teach us a depth of understanding what we're asking from Hashem, Zachreinu L'Chayim. And that's why he's not just telling us a gematria, a numerical value of 68. He's trying to tell us some depth here. And that's what Rav Schlesinger is going to explain in this shir. The Beis Yosef says that when we mention there are 68 Alephs in the Aseres Hadibros, so he says we're talking about the first Aseres Hadibros. Because in the second Aseres Hadibros, if you count it up, there are 73 Alephs. Okay. And then the Tur says, why are there 68 Alephs in the Aseres Hadibros? Because the Pasuk says, Eitz Chayim hi l'machzikim bo. Because the Torah is a tree of life to those who grab onto it. And va'anu mevakshim chayim b'schus ha-Torah. We are asking from Hashem to give us life in the schus of Torah. And since the word chayim is 68, therefore, and we're asking life in the schus of Torah, therefore in the Aseres Hadibros, which is the whole foundation of our Torah, we have 68 Alephs. Now the question is, why do we have 68 Alephs and not 68 Gimels? Or 68 Samachs. Why is specifically with the Aleph? So he said you could say that since Aleph is Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the year, and we're asking from Hashem to give us life on the first day of the year, so therefore we're doing it b'schus haTorah, so that's why it's the 68 Alephs. Maybe you could say such a pshat. But, he says, probably it has more to do with of Medrash. The Medrash says that there was a whole argument of with which letter should Hashem begin the Torah. And he began backwards. For some reason, it's backwards. He started from Tuf, Shin, Reish, Kuf, and he went backwards till he got to the letter Beis. When he got to the letter Beis, he said, the letter Beis, Bereish is Bor Elokim Yishmael Bartz. Now, the Aleph knew that all the other letters were not going to be chosen. When it was down to the Beis and the Aleph, he knew it's either the Beis or the Aleph. Then when Hashem said Beis, he knew he lost. The Aleph lost. But he, you know, apparently the Aleph took it. He wasn't upset. Hashem decided the base. And Hashem said in the reward that you accepted it, you didn't have any tainas against Hashem, I'm going to start something else with you. What am I going to start? Anoichi Hashem Alikecha. The Aseres HaDibros, there we start with an Aleph. So since the Aseres HaDibros are... the foundation of the Aseres HaDibros is on the first pasuk, the first letter, which starts with Aleph. So now it makes more sense that if we're asking Hashem life, and why are we asking for Hashem life in the Schus of Torah, and the Aseres HaDibros begin with Aleph, that's why you find that there are 68 Alephs in the Aseres HaDibros. But again, Rav Shlesinger says in this shir he's going to try to get a deeper understanding in this whole Inyan. So he began with last week's Parsha, Parsha Netzavim, at Shvi, where it says the following, Re'ein asatil fanecha yoyim esachayim esatoiv, vesamovis vesara. Hashem says, look, I've given in front of you today life and good, and on the opposite I gave you death and evil. Asher anoichim etzavcha yoyim la'avas Hashem lekecha l'olachas bedrochav v'lishmor mitzvoysav, V'chukoysav, Mishpatav, I'm commanding you to go in the ways of Hashem. And if you do, V'chayisav Ravisa, you'll have life, you'll be fruitful. Uveiracha Hashem, like Hashem will bless you. What happens if not? V'im yifna levavcha v'leisishma, v'nidachta v'shtachavisa l'alehim acherim v'avaritam, if you'll serve other gods, avodah zarah, higadati lechem hayoyim, ki avod teveidun, you'll be lost. You'll be destroyed. Lo yisarich n'yom al adama. You won't live long on in Eretz Yisrael. Ha'idoisi b'chem ha'yom es ha'shmam v'saratz. I give testimony today to heaven and earth. Ha'chayim v'amoves nasati l'fanecho. I gave in front of you life and death. Ha'bracha v'aklola, blessing and curse. U'v'acharto b'chayim. You should choose life. L'man tichye, so that you should live. Ato v'zaracho, you and your children. So Rashi says on this, these words that you should choose life, says Rashi, Ani mora lachem, I am teaching you, I'm pointing out to you, shetifcharu, that you should choose b'chelek achayim, in the part of life. Don't choose the path of death. Choose life. A mashal. Now, you would think, what do you need a mashal? I mean, a person, here's two cups of a fluid. One is, I tell you, it's a healthy life potion, and the other is poison. And do I have to tell you, choose life? No, it seems Hashem had to say, choose life. And Rashi has to give a mashal on this. Ka'adam, ma'omer l'bnoi, like a person says to his son, b'char l'cho chelik yafa ben achlasi, I have a lot of property, take the best property. But he doesn't just tell his son to take the best property. Mamidoi al chelek hayafa. He brings his son over. This is the best part of my property. Va'oimerloi. And then he tells him, Ezeh brorloch, choose this property. Va'zeh nemar. On this we have a pasuk in Tehillim. Perek Tezayin pasuk hei. Hashem menos chelki v'koisi. Ata toimech garoli. Hashem supports me in my goyrul, my lot. He nachto yodi al goyrul hatoiv. You put your hand, so to speak, kavayachol, Hashem put his hand on the good portion. Loimer ezeh kachlucha. Take this. And then in some chumashim they bring Rashi from other places in Tanakh. So it's called Moisif Rashi. And he brings a Rashi in Tehillim. Rashi there gives a little more a mashal. Ka'adam ha'oyhev echad mibanav. Like a father, he loves one of his children more than another. And he wants to give him the best part. U'meniach yodei al achelek hatoif. He puts his hand on the good portion. Va'oymer ezeh b'char l'chod. He tells his loved son, choose this. So Rav Schlesinger said, we have to understand why, if we're speaking about life and death, why it seems that there's so much hishtadlus, so much work that the father has to do to get his son to choose life. It should be an obvious thing. Why does he have to work so hard in order to convince his son to take the best? I mean, if the marshal is that he's telling his son take the best, it would be enough. You know, this is my best here. I'm telling you where it is. No, he has to take his son and he puts him on the best. Take this. Why is so much energy required to convince his son to take the good part? So he started off with the Ramban. The Ramban tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael at this point, Lahagid Lahem, Ki Shnei Hadrochem Biyadam, Ubershusam Lalechas, Kasher Yichbatsu Bo. That Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael, it's in your hands. You can go one way or you can go the other. Ve'ein moineo ma'akev miyadam. No one is preventing you from going this way or that way. Loimen atachtoinim, loimen al yoinim. Not people down here on earth, not spiritual beings are pushing you one way or the other. Rav Schlesinger said, of course, that, you know, there are many psychologists and who say, you know, you have a certain tendency, you were born a certain way, you can't change yourself. That's against the Hashkof de Torah. Every person can change. A drug addict who we're afraid is going to OD and get killed, he could also change himself. There's no such thing that you can't change yourself. It's up to you. And so the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph says, Rishus kol adam nesunaloi. It's given over to every person. Im rotza lahatas atzma luderch toiva v'liyos tzadik, harishus biyadai. If a person wants to set himself in the direction to be a tzadik, it's up to him. Vim rotza lahatas atzma luderch ra, v'liyos rasha, harishus biyadai. And if he wants to push himself on the path to be a bad person, it's up to him. And in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, V'ikr zeh, ikr godol hu, v'hu amud ha-Torah v'ha-Mitzvah. This principle of u'bacharta b'chaim, that's what he's explaining here, that you could choose, even though Rav Schlesinger pointed out, the Rambam doesn't use the words of u'bacharta b'chaim. Here in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam wrote many svarim. One is called Mishnah Torah, which was like taking the whole Tanakh and Gemara, Mishnayos, from all over, Bavel, Yerushalmi, and putting it together in what he called Mishnah Torah. And then he wrote another philosophical work called the Mora Nevuchim. So even though here in the Mishnah Torah, he does not quote the Pasuk of Bacharta B'chaim, but in the Mora Nevuchim, he does quote, as we'll see in a minute. But let's see what the Rambam says first in what he called the Mishnah Torah. So in Halacha Gimel, he says this principle is the foundation of the entire Torah, which is you have free choice. Bacharta b'chaim. Shenemar, re'ei, this our pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim. Re'ei nasad lefenecha yoyim esachayim esatoyim esamavis esara. And then he brings another pasuk. Re'ei anoichi noisein lefenecha mayoyim bracha oklolo. Kloimer, what are these psukim teaching us? Shaharishus biyetchem. You have the ability. V'chol sheyachpoit sa'odom lasais. Whatever a person wants to do, you have free will. You could either be good or you could be bad. It's up to you. So, and now in Mora Nevuchim, he brings the pasuk of Bacharta B'chaim. And this is what he says in the Guide for the Perplexed, Mora Nevuchim. Omnam, ha'emes asher ein sofik boy. The truth which has no doubts. Shepu'uloi sa'adam kulam mesurusloi. Whatever a person does, it's up to him. Hashem doesn't force him one way or the other. There's no power in the world that forces him one way or the other. Im yirtze yaseh, v'im lo yirtze lo yaseh. If he wants, he'll do it, whether it's a mitzvah or an aveira, and if he doesn't want, he won't. Mebilti hechrich. Sheyach Rihuhu Olav. No one is forcing him one way or the other. And because of this, how your royal tzavoyse Omer, Re'e Nasadil Fenecha Yoyim Esachayim Esatoiv Ubacharto Bachayim. Choose life. So here we see that the Rambam, even though in the Mishnah Torah he did not quote the pasuk of Ubacharto Bachayim, in Morin Avuchim he does quote the pasuk. Now, exactly what Ubacharto Bachayim is, that's going to be the discussion of the shir. First of all, is it a mitzvah? Is it one of the 613 mitzvahs? So the Rambam does not count it as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Sharei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, does count it as one of the 613 mitzvahs. And let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says about this mitzvah, that what he considers a mitzvah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says a very astonishing thing. Vida ki hamaylo Yisrael Yonahs. There are many steps. And Rav Schlesinger said the word mylois means madregos. There's different levels. So he says, Nimsru lana b'mitzvah saseh, Hashem gave us over these steps in a mitzvah. And what is that mitzvah? That's the mitzvah of v'charta b'chayim. And Rabbeinu Yonah counts it as one of the 630 mitzvahs. So what is very unusual here is that usually a mitzvah doesn't have levels. He brought a very nice pshat from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik Zatzal, Beis Halevi, says that in there's two tefillins we have, a shel yad on the hand and a shel roish on the head. The one on the hand only has one box. In that one box are all the parshias. The one on the head has four compartments. So the Beis Halevi says the hand represents action. The one that's on the head represents thought. So in action, there's one action. The biggest tzaddik or the lowest Jew, if they do the mitzvah of tefillin, if they do the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, there's one way to do the mitzvah. Which is for the biggest tzaddik and the lowest person. So that's why there's one box. It's the maisa ha-mitzvah, the action of the mitzvah is one. What kavana, what thought? Of course, Rabbi Yashiv Shlita, the Gadol Hador, he's going to have the greatest thoughts, and a low person will have very limited thoughts. He says, why is it divided in four? He says, the same like you have by the Arba Minim on Sukkos. You have four different types of plants that we use, the Esrog, the Lulav, the Adas, and the Aravos. And we say the Esrog represents a person who has Yesh Boi Tam, the Yesh Boi Reach. It has a good smell and a good taste. And then you have the others are has a good smell and not a good taste. And the other has a good taste and not a good smell. And then you have a Jew who doesn't have a taste or a smell. This represents four kinds of Jews. So the Shel Roish in the Kavana, in what you think about the mitzvah, there you could divide up. But in the action of the mitzvah, there's one box. This is the same. However, here, Rabbeinu Yonah is telling you, number one, I count Bacharta Bachayim as a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't, of course, the Rambam says you're supposed to choose. The Rambam says, but he doesn't count it as one of the mitzvahs. Maybe it's part of a different mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah by itself. So, but he counts it as a separate mitzvah by itself. But then the chiddush of what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that by Bacharta uVacharta V'chayim, there are levels. In other words, one person might, let's say there's 1,000 levels. So a low Jew will only do one level of uvacharta b'chayim. And a high Jew will be on the 1,000th level. So that's a question we don't understand. We can understand, because when you're choosing life, so there's no levels in life, it would seem. Either it's life or death. If you choose, there's either you make a choice for life or you make a choice for death. Either you go down this road or you go down this road. What is the understanding that there are levels, madregos, or as the Rabbeinu Yonah calls it, malos, which is the same thing. There are different levels. That's the thing that we have to understand. How could there be different levels? The Rabbeinu Yonah goes on and says, Uba'avur ha'mailoi se'ela nivra ha'adam. And man, why was man created? Rav Shlesinger, on Rosh Hashanah we say, Zeh ha'yoim t'chilas ma'asecha. On Rosh Hashanah, we're going to say in Davening, today was the day when everything started. Breish is bor alikim, when everything started. When the world was made, and eventually on the sixth day when Adam Arishon was made. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, to achieve these levels of uvacharta b'chaim, we didn't yet explain what the levels are, but whatever the levels are, to achieve it, that's why man was created. As the pasuk says, kol anikra b'shmi ulechvaydi barasiv. That's why I created man, to call out in my name, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Uma tikvas hanivra. What is the purpose of a human being? Im lo yosim omel nafshay. If he won't work, the ikar asaka, his main business, bidvorim asher nivra bavurim. If man was created to achieve higher and higher levels, if he's not going to be busy, so what's the purpose of his life? And this is what we have to understand. What are the different levels in a bacharta b'chaim? Now, he brought the Sefer Charedim, elaborates on what Rabbeinu Yonah says. He says like this. V'chol eis shenizdamin lufnei ha'odam iser. If a person has a choice he knows a chocolate bar is treif, and it looks like a delicious chocolate bar, but he knows it's treif. Oy suffik iser. Or he doesn't know, is it kosher, is it not kosher? The hu poresh, and he says, no, I won't take it. Mekayim mitzvah asei zu. He fulfills the mitzvah. Number one, he didn't eat treif, or a suffik treif. Maybe it's treif. And he got the mitzvah of choosing life. In other words, Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Charedim is adding on Rabbeinu Yonah to explain Rabbeinu Yonah that every time a person does a mitzvah or prevents himself from doing an Aveira, he's able to fulfill the mitzvah of a Bechartu B'chaim, or the opposite. He can destroy the mitzvah of a Bechartu B'chaim. Now, he explained like this, very, very good a thought. If you have a suffix, did you say a bracha? So we have a rule, suffix the rabbanon lekula. If you don't know if you made a bracha, which is midrabbanon, the rabbis are the ones who told us to make the blessings, so you go lekula, you don't make the bracha. What happens if you have a suffix, did I bench or not? Then you have to repeat benching. If you don't know, you forget it. Like Rabbi Dunner once said, he gets shilas. People ask him, what do I do if I forgot to bench? He said he never got a shilas. Somebody says, I don't remember if I ate or not. That everybody remembers. What? Yeah, so...
If
you forget, you should... You could say the next Shemoneh Esrei... just in case you daven, I think you say your own tefillah, something new that you didn't do before. But so the point is, so we have a rule: sveik de rabbanu lekula. By a rabbanu, you can go easy. By a deraisa, you always have to be machmer. Now, there's an argument, when I'm machmer by a Torah, but when it's a doubt of a Torah, I have to be machmer. Does the Torah say I have to be machmer? I have to be stringent? Or is that itself only from the Rabbanan? Who's telling me to be machmir when it's a suffix d'oraisa l'chumra? Is it the Torah itself or the Rabbanan? That's a question. So the Charedim says that I'm going to, with the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it, you have to do it from the Torah. Why? So he says like this. If a person I gave the mashal, a chocolate bar, is it kosher, is it not kosher? In the United States, you can look at the chocolate bar and you can see, does it have an OU? You know, it's good. Doesn't have a U, has nothing. It's not good. Let's say in Europe, many places, they don't, other places in the world, they don't have the logo, the kosher logo on it. It's very hard to know. You have to have a book, and is this thing in the book? Is it not in the book? So it's very hard. You have a chocolate bar. I don't know. I don't remember. Is this in the book? I don't have the book with me. Is it good? Is it not good? Or in the olden days, it was called, is it shuman, kosher fat? Or is it chalev, trey fat? In an animal, even a kosher animal, you have kosher fat and trey fat. I can't. They look the same. I don't know what part of the animal it came from. Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? So I take a chance. And I eat it. And I come up after 120 years to Shemayim, and they tell me, good, you made a good luck, a good choice, because it was kosher. But you're still going to get punished. So you ask the question, why should I get punished? I took a chance, and it worked out, and it was okay. You know why you're going to get punished? Because it wasn't a question by you of life or death. Imagine if that chocolate bar, a doctor told you that there's a 50-50 chance that has poison in it. That delicious looking chocolate bar, it might be poison. Would you take a gamble and eat the chocolate bar on a 50% chance? You wouldn't. You wouldn't risk your life. Why did you eat the thing if it might be treif? The answer is, you didn't look at a mitzvah as its life and death. So that you get punch, you get a slap from Hashem because it wasn't ubacharta b'chayim. You didn't look at this as if this is a life and death issue. If it would be poison, you would look at it life and death. If Chas Shalom, a person knew he could die from eating that chocolate bar, then he would stay away. But by the mitzvah, the aveira, you didn't look at it the same way. So then you get a patch because you transgressed the mitzvah of ubacharta b'chayim. You have to look at it as if it's a life and death situation. So it comes out that every time a person decides to do a mitzvah, where he had a yetzer, should I do the mitzvah, should I not do it? And he decides, yes, I'll do it. He gets besides the mitzvah, he gets a second mitzvah. He chose life. And if he didn't do the mitzvah, he was over. He transgressed. He didn't choose life. If he had a choice to do an aveira or not, if he stopped and he didn't do the aveira, so then he chose life. Or even if it's a suffix, if it's an aveira. He doesn't even know if it's an aveira. But why did he hold himself back from doing it? Because he looked at it like it's a life and death question. So then he's ubacharta b'chayim. He chose life. If chasra, he ate it, and even if it turned out to be kosher, but he didn't value it as if it's a life and death situation. So this is a very beautiful understanding of ubacharta b'chayim, but it still doesn't answer our question, where's the levels? This is not a level. It comes out that if you did a mitzvah or stayed away from an aveira, you chose life. You stayed away from a suffix aveira, you chose life. But there's no madregas. There's no one step upon the other. The answer to this question, as I mentioned before our shiur started, this is a long shiur, and the answer will have to wait till next week. But we're going to close today's shiur with something that the Rav Zalman Sirotzkin in his Sefer Oznayim LaTorah brings to our attention. And this will start opening up to us what the answer will be to all the questions we raised. But Mircham will complete it next week. This Sefer the Sefer Aznayim LaTorah says the following. On Vacharta Bachaim, Hare Shebiyada Adam Livchar Echad Mibeza Drachim. A person has a choice, as we mentioned, to choose one of two ways. Ulafikach Adam Nikra Baal Bechira. That's why a person that has a title, he's called a man of choice, Baal Bechira. Avol Hadover Tzorach Iyun Amuk. This matter requires very deep thinking. Why? Sharei ha'adam murkav. A person is a combination. Echad, he's grafted together from two items that are really opposite one of the other. As Rosh Schlesinger said, this is really not a good shidduch. Why? It's opposite. Echad miguf, one part of a person is his body. Hashoyef, that desires elataivis artzias, physical pleasures. Vayetzer soichenboy, umasisoy, lenois mina oilam azem, maloichafnayim. The Yetzer Hara tells, grab in from this world your full palms worth, with your full fingers, 10 fingers full of olam azem. That's one part of a person. The second part of a person is, he's grafted together minishmas ruachayim from a spiritual neshama. Shenafach by boire that Hashem breathed into him. V'hashrei efes that desires ledvorm ruchaniyim, spiritual things. Umoy eses b'tanugei oilam hazeh, and it despises the pleasures of this world. V'hi nezeres ayidei yetzer tov. The yetzer tov helps the neshama in this world. Nimtza. Sheha'adam nitan tamid l'melchemes eisanim, melchemes haruach imachomer. That a person is always in a big struggle between the spiritual part of himself and the physical part of himself. V'hachomer, the physical part of himself, nezer tamid, is always helped minasvivo artzis, from this world, the physical surroundings. Sheha'adam nitan boy, that man is placed here in this world. V'huroya bein of what does a person see with his eyes? As kola tanugim, he sees all the pleasures. Sheyetz yitzra hara megishloi neged chukei haTorah, that the yitzra always shows him things that are against the Torah. But le'irach gisa, the opposite, haneshama meruchekes mimkora merchak rab. The neshama is very far away from its place in heaven. Ve'ein oizulo b'mochamto imachomer. Nobody's helping the neshama in its fight against the physical. Ve'ein liyetzer atoiv malaharis lotabal mazeh. What can the yetzer atoiv show a person in this world? If a yetzer atoiv would say, let's go, I'm going to take you up to Gan Eden. Take it, look what's, if you're going to be good, this is what you're going to get. Okay, we see, you know, I see, none of us ever saw Gan Eden. So the Yetzer Ra can show man all the pleasures of this world. The Yetzer HaTov has nothing to show. So the question is, Ve'eich yinatzach is Yetzer HaRa. How can we be, we're supposed to be choose. Baal Bechira. 50-50, I can go either way. I can't go either way. I'm in the place where the Yetzer HaRa, that's his home. Right down here on this earth. So he says like this, you know when it would be fair? If man would be suspended between heaven and earth. So he says, just like, let's say man would be placed in heaven, it also wouldn't be fair, because then the Yetzer HaTov would win. If man would be put into the heaven with the Malachim, so again there wouldn't be free choice, because the neshama would be on top. V'loi ha'isa as b'chira l'ra. Then we wouldn't be able to choose bad. K'moy etzem halach asharis. If we would be with the angels, just like the angels have to do good, we would also be forced to do good. So, u'mosai efshel l'daber al b'chiras chafshis. How could we say, the Rambam and the Ramban, everybody told us, you're free. Nobody is forcing you one way or the other. If we would be in a neutral territory, bein hashamayim uvein ha'oretz, b'merchak shavim in hashamayim and ha'oretz, if man would be put into space, equidistant from heaven and from earth, Oz Hayada Mushba Baif and Shava Mina Aritz Artsius Umina Shemaim Ruklius. So then the heaven would be pulling man up, the earth would be pulling man down, and then it's a fair, then now I have to decide, will I let myself go down or will I let myself go up? But Rak Oz Efshir Hoyle Dabra al Bechir Chavshe Shel Adam Veloimer Loi Bechayt the Bechayim Velosis Lei Schar Al Toiv Bechirasa Ula Anshe Im Yivka Bara. Then it would be fair. And we'd say, okay, you have a choice. Fifth, you're pulled in one way down, pulled up. Now make a choice. Ubachart ubacham. Avul kshadim nimtza besviva artzis. But if Hashem placed Adam here on this earth, eich efshalay lifkar b'chayin neshamis alei arts. How can you tell me I should choose? I'm schlepped down to this world. It's not fair. Just like it wouldn't be fair if I'd be up in heaven, because I'd have to do what's good up in heaven with the angels. The answer is, Mishenitna Torah LeYisrael. Hashem put us on this world, but He gave us a big help, and the big help is Torah. Harayesh Oizer Gamlin Neshama Bo'aretz. Even on earth, we have a helper. Ki al yidei limud haTorah efshar lahoirid kavul yachol es hashchina lamata. He brings in Pirkei Avos, it says, if 10 people are sitting around, the Shechin is there. And if it's 5 and 3, even one person, a person is learning, is doing mitzvahs, Hashem is with a person. So what happens is, through the Torah, Hashem comes down on this world. The Shechina warms up the neshama with the fire, the light of Hashem. Ba'ofen, in a way, shetuchal lamed b'mochamta machaymer, that the Torah gives a person the ability that now he can fight with the gashmias. U'mekivin shuayis b'Torah. Once a person is learning Torah, nishmasem is chazekes. Then his neshama gets a chizuk, it gets strengthened. K'moisha hoisa ba'itzra neshama shetachas kisei akavet, like it was when it, from the place where it came. Under the heaven, the kisei are covered in Shemayim. V'zeh she'amru, that's what Chazal said. Barasi yetzer hara, barasi toira tavlin. I created the yetzer hara, but what is the antidote to the yetzer hara? What's the medicine with which you can cure the yetzer hara? That's through Torah. And that's why he says very good. When it says ubacharta b'chayim, it follows another parsha. What's the parsha? The parsha is, it says, ki ha-mitzvah hazois, Hashem says, this mitzvah that I'm giving you, it's not far from you. It's not in upper space. It's not down in the depths of the ocean. Where is it? Ki korei ve'lecha hadavra mo'oid. It's very close to you. Beficha ubulvavcha la'asoisai. It's in your mouth and your heart to do it. So, what is this mitzvah? So the Rashi learns it's going on Torah. The Ramban learns it's going on the mitzvah of tshuva. He's learning over here, like Rashi, it's going on Torah. So now, what is the pasuk saying? Shem taskere shmi beficha v'til my Torah. If you will mention my name in your mouth and learn Torah, oz tia yichailus lahatis es levavcha la'asaisai. Then you'll be able to turn your heart to do it. He doesn't say this, but I was thinking, according to what he's saying, that the Chazal say, you should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol meidecha. Levavcha, it says two hearts. The Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. So a person can serve Hashem even with the Yetzer Hara. So now it comes out, that's what the Pasuk says. This thing, this mitzvah that I gave you of Torah, like Rashi learns, this ki ha'karev elecha hadavar ma'oid, it's very close to you. Which thing? Torah is very close. Beficha, if you learn Torah, then bulvavcha. Then your yetzara, it says two hearts here also. Here it's also two hearts, because one of them is the yetzara. La soisoi. Then you'll do it. So you ask me a question. It's not fair. We're down here on earth. What's the free choice? We're being schlepped down to the Yetzer Hara's country. We're not in Shemayim. We should be in the middle. That would be fair. The answer is no. Even if we're down here on earth, Hashem gave us a medicine how to cure ourselves from the Yetzer Hara. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Tarotam. Once a person learns Torah, that warms up the neshama, and then you are able, and it's very close to you. But you have to make the first step. You have to learn. You have to do mitzvahs. But once you do it, once you get warmed up with the Torah, then you do have the ability to fight against the Yetzirah. So we're going to end the shir here, and let us remember till next week this idea, which it's going to come into next week's shir. I'll just speak out because the shir is entitled this week that we should merit to be become a head and not a tail. That was the name of the shir. So I'm just going to end off with what Rav Koppelman, who's the Rebbe of Rav Schlesinger in Switzerland, he said this short thought. And the thought is, we say in the Yerotzins that when we eat the food, the head of a fish or a head of a sheep, we say Yerotzin, we ask Hashem, Shenia l'roish v'loinia l'zonav. We should be a head and not a tail. So Rav Koppelman says, in Pirkei Avos, it says the opposite. It says it's better to be the tail, the tail of a lion than the head of a fox. It says we should be zanav la royis and not roish la shualim. So here we're saying we should be a head and not a tail. In Pirkei Avos it says we should be, it's better to be a tail than a head. What's the pshat? So Rav Koppelman says, listen to the words carefully. We don't say nia roish v'loi nia zanav. We say nia l'roish v'loi nia l'zanav. So, you're right. If it would say, Nia Roish, Vilay Nia Zonav, you'd have a good question. That in Pirkei Avos it says it's better to be the tail of a lion. But it's telling you, no, the way you should guide your life, you have a choice. You can either get schlepped down towards the tail, or you can be schlepped up towards the head. Your goal in life is, through learning Torah, as Rav Zalman Sorotzkin told us, is always, your goal is the which road, which way am I directed? I'm directed in the direction, towards the head. I'm always striving my whole life, and this is where the milus comes in, the madregas. I'm always striving, even the physical things I do in this life, but I'm doing it for a spiritual purpose. I have to serve Hashem. I need strength. So I have to eat food. But there's a bagel store in Lakewood. They have where you wash. It says, have in mind that you're washing now to eat so that you can serve Hashem. If you're always directed in everything you do, and you can go higher and higher, this is where you go higher and higher. Ubacharta b'chayim, I want a nia l'roish. I always want to direct my life towards the head. I don't want to direct my life towards the tails. You're right, of course you have to be a tail of a lion. We're not speaking about that. We're speaking about which direction should I go towards the neshama that's in me, or should I go towards the guf that's in me? The answer is, go towards the roish. Don't go towards the zonim. Mirtz Hashem will continue in next week's shir. Everybody should be zocha to a ksiva v'chasima tova.